What's up? I'm Ross Bullen, and I'm here with my co-host, Dillone Shibariri.
What up, Billy?
And welfare extraordinaire, master of the soup kitchen, Dan Register.
I'm going back to Cali.
Oh, that was bad. We're here at Grand X Media headquarters in Austin, Texas, for another episode of Backdoor Cover, where every week we talk about college football, sports betting, and the best sex shops at which to purchase a gimp suit. We've already done that.
Yeah, you forgot to write in the new
part. Fuck it. Who cares? Before we dig into the week, check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. From great-looking game day apparel to Yeti apparel and coolers, Patagonia, Travis Matthew, Mizzen and Main, and a bunch of other great brands, manoutfitters.com will make sure you look great on game day. It's getting colder. We've got good winter gear on there.
Great winter gear.
We just crushed Cyber Monday.
We got some new Henleys, too. Man Outfitters branded
great
Henleys.
New Henleys. Made by Barrett Dudley himself.
Look at Dan pushing Man Outfitters.
Love it.
Dan's got a Henley on right now.
Company man.
Dan's a big Henley guy.
Anyway, manoutfitters.com. No. Check it out. No. We've got some like holiday sales and stuff going on that you can see on there. Sign up for their email list if you want to get, you know, emails about their sales. Dan is back in the studio.
Yeah, I mean,
back from teaching snorkeling to blind kids in on the Mississippi.
On the Mississippi River. Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was good, man. Yeah.
Did they catch
really
on?
Rewarding experience?
Did they catch on quickly?
Yeah, I mean, like you said.
Catch on to what?
They don't necessarily, like, their other senses aren't heightened as much. So it's a little bit of a learning curve.
Yeah.
For right. them. I mean, you can't.
Well, like, they can't see. So.
Well, you can't see anything anyway when right. you snorkel in Mississippi.
True.
Like right. a mud shark just come up and just, like, snag you. And you'd have no idea.
Did any of your kids get took?
Like, I can't legally say.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a pending case.
Yeah, we could say that. Yeah.
Weird move going to the Mississippi River, though. It's just a weird, weird move.
I had a Huck Finn phase.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's kind of what I figured it was, that you were a big Huck Finn guy.
Huge Huck Finn guy.
So well, you're going to the Pac-12 championship.
I am. That was a little tease I had before when you introduced me. Going back to California.
Yeah,
San Francisco.
There was a reason for his terrible singing there at the beginning.
Oh, I know that.
I mean, no,
I just want to make sure everybody else
It was still an uncomfortable 5 seconds.
No, I thought I nailed it.
Yeah, you fucking nailed it. Yeah. Let's talk about the Pac-12 championship.
Let's do it.
Colorado. I'm just pumped you're going to the game.
All right, so.
Washington.
This was last week.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot the other. It doesn't even matter who they're playing.
No, it doesn't matter who they're playing. last week I was texting you during the Utah game. They went up 4.
Right.
And I'm like, I think I'm about to book a flight to San Francisco to go to Levi Stadium and watch the Pac-12 championship. But I'm a little uncomfortable because I think I'm going to jinx the Buffs.
You were like, should I wait till after this game is over?
Yeah.
And I said, fuck no, Dan.
And
book it
said,
now.
And he said, don't be a pussy. Book it. So they went up 27-16. And I'm like, all right, I'm comfortable enough. There's 8 minutes left in the game. They got this under control. I booked the flight. I go to Steampunk. I don't think anything of it.
Steampunk's a bar, for the record.
Yeah, it's a bar on West 6. Shouts. So I go to the bar, there's about a minute left in the game, and I see that Utah scores, backdoor covers. So essentially Colorado loses because they don't cover. But I get a little worried. I'm like, am I going to be the reason Colorado actually loses this game because I booked a flight and I'd be the ultimate jinx? And after propelling them this forward throughout the season and just like being the number one proponent and reason Colorado is where they are today.
Right.
I could have single-handedly also been the reason they crashed and burned and not made the Pac-12 championship. Because if they lose that game, USC is actually going to Silicon Valley.
Live by the Dan, die by the Dan is what they say.
That's true.
Have you been to San Francisco before?
Yeah.
Great city.
It's an awesome city.
Cool city.
A little hilly, though.
It's quite hilly.
Everything's on an incline. I'm never comfortable.
No. Yeah.
Like, I would never live. Like, you go to your apartment complex, you like walk in the door, and you're already kind of like slanted. It's weird.
Okay.
Your apartment that costs $4,600 a month
for a studio apartment. Yeah. No, I'm staying with a friend that lives in Mission. Now it's a little flat. It's a little bit more flat.
Dan, not a fan of elevation or hilliness.
No.
is that a word?
Hilliness?
I don't think sure. it is.
But the game is Friday night, 6 o'clock West Coast time, Pacific Standard Time.
Look for Dan on TV.
Yeah, no, going with a few friends. I got tickets on SeatGeek for $19. And
not a sponsor, by the way.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
But they are going to give me, I had a promo code where they send me $20 in the mail. So I'm essentially, they're paying me a dollar to go to the game.
Which is incredible.
Yeah. But, I mean, if they want to send a few more dollars my way for a shameless plug.
Like, if there's anybody that works at SeatGeek listening to this, holler at Dan on Venmo.
Maybe a little bit more than that $20 check.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Real quick, let's talk about the big money you can make this weekend betting at mybookie.ag. If you join now, MyBookie will throw you a bonus if you use the code BACKDOORCOVER. That's one word to activate the offer. MyBookie.ag. Go today. Get some money down on these championship games and score a big win. They've got in-game live betting, so you can even place a bet after kickoff if you're late. You play, you win, you get paid. Don't be a pussy. Check out MyBookie. Sign up today. Yeah. Real quickly, let's get a word in from some of our other podcasts here at Grand X Media.
Hi, this is Dave from Touching Base. You know what I love? I love college football, and apparently you do too. Oh, hey, look, there's Will DeFreeze. What's up, Will?
What's up, Dave?
What do you think about college football?
I love college football.
I like it too.
That's Dylan. Dylan obviously likes it because he's hosting this podcast that you're listening to. And we talk about everything, golf, love life, parties, rock and roll, rap. Nothing's off limits.
It's like sex in the form of a podcast.
Yes.
It's true. So listen to us. It's called Touching Base. Again, let us touch your base.
You can find it on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe, listen, party. Enjoy, touch base.
Like you guys.
Hey guys, this is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move, and I'm here to remind you to listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday. If you want to hear me and the other TFM writers sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting about God knows what, anything from college news to fraternity news to just what's going on in the world, then definitely search TFM on iTunes and give us a listen and subscribe to the Inside TFM podcast.
What's up? This is Dave. I'm joined by Joe and Madison. We are Dudes Doing Business. We are a podcast for anybody who's just starting their career or, you know, climbing their way up the corporate ladder. We'll do guests. We'll do questions. We'll do anything. Hey, listen to Dudes Doing Business, okay?
All right. We're here with Tim Livingston from theleadsports.com. Timmy, how are you?
Doing well, Ross. How are you?
Hey, Tim.
Tim,
hey Dylan,
what's going on, buddy?
Hey Dad, hey guys.
We missed you.
Missed you too. You've had way better guests than me. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
don't sell yourself short, Tim.
It just depends on how you rate them.
I was gonna say, should I talk about how like I get railed by Cliff Kingsbury, or is that is that off limits?
You can. That's weird.
You can.
Let's talk about the NFL instead.
Let's do that.
We have a huge game tonight.
We them boys. Tonight.
Yeah.
Cowboys, yeah. Vikings.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest Sam Bradford fan. I'm convinced that Mike Zimmer's torn retina resulted from watching Sam Bradford throw passes.
Does anybody know how he actually tore his retina?
No. There hasn't been any info on that.
I saw no details about that. I just saw that he tore it and he had surgery and he's not going to coach.
He's not coaching tonight.
I don't know much about torn retinas, but it sounds like something you don't want to happen to your eye.
No, it sounds really bad. And Zimmer is, by all accounts, a great dude. So no more jokes his way. And I hope the Vikings win just to make things interesting. But, I mean, the Cowboys are that good. Cowboys are just – they're kind of the Alabama of the NFL. Their offensive line is so good that they can basically run any offensive play they want. And that's why Alabama the last couple of weeks has been so – Lane Kiffin, not to transition to college, but Lane Kiffin's play calling has been so bad, and they still win because they're that good up front.
The Cowboys are like the Alabama of the NFL if Alabama choked every time they got to the national championship.
Hold on, that's not fair.
The Cowboys have choked hard for 20 years.
They haven't really been that good in 20 years.
Every time they've made the playoffs since I've been alive – except the early 90s.
Like, Romo fumbled a snap on a PAT or a field goal or whatever.
Yeah, it was incredible.
That's not really a choke job.
It seemed like that was 30 years ago already, though.
Yeah, and that shouldn't
have... It seems like yesterday to me.
He shouldn't have had that job in the first place.
It was still the funniest thing that's ever
happened. That's true. The Cowboys haven't been good enough to really choke since Jerry Jones took over. Man, I mean, the dissolution of the Cowboys really is a result of Jerry Jones thinking that he can be a GM. And it's taken him 20 years to build a decent team.
That's the thing. And then it took him hitting back-to-back pure gold draft picks. Just like, there's no way to put it other than like, you no amount of planning could have gone into that to make it work out any better than it did. It's just pure luck.
Well, he's more of a figure. He's more of a figurehead right now.
Listen to what Tim said, though.
I don't think he's actually the GM. I think he's like the people that actually make the decisions are like his son.
This team is great because of the O-line, like Tim said. Yes, these rookies have done great. It's not rare for a rookie running back to be successful. A quarterback's very different, obviously, but it's this O-line.
Yeah,
he doesn't get touched.
It's rare for a rookie running back to be this successful.
Well, behind that line, it's not totally surprising. That's the easiest position to transition from college to NFL,
right.
By far.
Right.
By far.
Well, it's also Ezekiel Elliott. He is really good. His success is the fact that he's really good. The O-line definitely helps. Like, Todd Gurley stands no fucking chance in L.A., whereas Zeke has a ton of room to run, but he's super talented. And then NFL running backs, your legs are mush by the time you're 26. So you just gotta really ride it out those first like 3 or 4 years, right. which he's doing.
As an anti-Cowboys guy, it is extremely, extremely upsetting to see them get as lucky as they have with the two players that they have starring in their offense right now.
You know, it's
and being 10-1.
It's weird though. As an Eagles fan, I just don't hate this Cowboys team. They're not as like loathsome as previous Cowboys team, and I've been out of Philly so long.
You're a shit Eagles fan.
Hey, Tim, I got a question. What do they do with Romo at the end of the year?
They cut him loose.
Trade him for something.
Trade him?
Yeah, you gotta. Romo will be interesting.
Trade him.
Denver, Simeon hasn't looked that bad to where, I mean, I'd rather have a 24-year-old Trevor Siemian than a banged up, about to die Tony Romo. But
Chicago Bears.
I don't know.
New York Jets,
Houston Texans, trade him to. We'll give you anything you want.
Bears might make. That might make sense just because he's from Illinois.
Osweiler.
But here, going back to Jerry Jones real quick. Jerry Jones, and you talk about drafting Dak. Jones wanted to draft Manziel. So when you talk about how the power has gradually shifted from Jerry to Steven and the rest of presumably people that aren't total idiots. Jerry really wanted to draft Manziel.
Didn't Steven have to physically take the draft card out of his hand and, like, cross out the name Johnny Manziel and write down an offensive lineman?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Is that a true story?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that has been verified by, like, several inside Cowboys sources who probably wanted to, like, emphasize that this is, you know, kind of like that. I feel like that subtle emphasis that this is not a Jerry Jones-built team. Jerry Jones had 2 decades to build a contender and continually made just atrocious decisions. The last 4 or 5 years, as his role has dwindled, is when they've become really good. I just don't see why Cowboys are the blueprint of build your team through the offensive line. And it seems like, you know, teams like the Panther, you know, there's just a lot of teams that didn't get that memo.
Interesting. Like the Packers are another great example where it's just like, what the hell are you doing?
The Eagles.
What the hell are you doing?
God, it's awful.
The NFL this year, there's not much. Is parity the word?
Yeah.
There's two good teams, really.
The Patriots.
And the Patriots have had a couple of bad weeks.
The Seahawks, too.
The Seahawks have stepped back up. Yeah, they look good again.
I could see the Seahawks winning this year, and I'm not. Yeah. That would not be my favorite result, but even though they played like shit last week, I kind of see nobody's talking about them. They are good. Their defense is good. They have obviously the postseason pedigree, minus throwing on the goal line to Malcolm Butler, but that's a team that people are forgetting about in the midst of the Cowboys' emergence and the Patriots, obviously just being the Patriots. Seahawks need a chance, but then I don't see. I mean, maybe like who else could maybe win a Super Bowl if everything went right for the Chiefs,
the Raiders,
or even
there's no fucking way the Chiefs are winning a Super Bowl.
Raiders back, baby.
Chiefs are soft.
They're good, man.
Black and silver.
Yeah,
the Raiders are not back. The Raiders should have lost to the Texans, and the Texans are awful. In Mexico City.
That was in Mexico.
I don't know. Auden Smith's supposed to come back for the Raiders soon. So between him and if he's anything what he was. And you pair him up with Khalil Mack, that's gonna be scary.
Yeah.
Just trust me, the Raiders are not winning the Super Bowl.
You don't like Derek Carr?
No. His last name's Carr.
I love Derek Carr. Oh, you're just bitter. Okay.
Yeah, he's bitter. He's a bitter Texas fan.
comes from a long line of losers.
The first draft pick in Texas history, correct?
David Carr is an example of a guy who actually had a ton of talent, but was drafted into a team that literally didn't. What, he got sacked like 50, 60 times.
He was getting sacked like 9 times a game, which makes it a little tough to play quarterback. But suck it up, David.
Is he still in the league as like a backup somewhere?
No. Fuck no, dude. He's like
in
a hospital somewhere.
He was for a while.
No. I think he was like the Giants backup like last year.
No, yeah, that was
back
like
of Eli for a while. That's the best job in football. Like just
Roger
back
Goodell,
up a guy like Eli who never gets hurt.
Roger Goodell had to build a Westworld robot version of David Carr and send him out there to be a backup to make it look like he wasn't like dead from all the concussions he got on the Texans. That's my theory. What else
Not
is going on
one.
In the NFL?
Not a bad one.
I don't know.
What did you say? What I missed that.
What else is going on in the NFL that's exciting?
Just right now, it's kind of end of the season craziness. Race for playoff spots. I mean, I think we hit the nail on the head in terms of the teams that are actual contenders. I don't know. Are there any other big stories out there?
I don't think so.
I'm trying to think what I wrote about in the old quickie last night.
The old quickie.
Speaking of the quickie.
Go to theleadsports.com, subscribe to their newsletter, get stuff like the quickie in your inbox. It's great stuff.
I got to get Khalifa writing for that. I got to get some titties involved.
You fuck off, Tim. That's what we're trying to do.
They're trying to poach him.
Well, I got cleats and cleavage, I think, will be the answer to all my problems. Just have her boobs jiggling in a GIF every morning and could probably greatly enhance our perv readership.
Yeah.
Can make that happen. I'm going to talk to Greg Barrett and try and schedule that.
We had her on.
You did?
Talk to Micah. He probably has her.
Yeah, it was the same podcast as Mia.
I thought that's why you were talking about it.
We had her on. That one?
Yeah, was on.
I didn't hear her part. I just heard the Mia part or the Khalifa part.
We went like all in on perving out for one podcast. It was like 4 sets
titty,
of double
titty,
D's
titty,
in
titty,
our
titty, titty, titty.
Studio at one time. Yeah.
Love it.
Well, thanks for joining us, Tim. Thanks for talking with us, as always.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Again, check out theleadsports.com. Follow the Lead Sports on Twitter. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right, boys. Enjoy your day.
All right, later, Tim.
Later,
Love you, Tim.
Later.
Love you.
Jim Harbaugh just walked in the room.
Michigan man.
Oh, look. It's Will. Hey, follow us on Instagram at TFM Tailgate. We put up pictures and videos of tailgates from across the country every week. You can just DM us any photos or videos you want going up on there. Also, follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Check out twitter.com/backdoorcover. The top thing on our page that's pinned to the top is our pick 'em pool, which is run through foxsports.com. Get in there, make picks. Every week, the winner of our pick 'em pool gets a prize, a $50 gift card to manoutfitters.com. It doesn't matter if you've played yet this season. You can get in there and start this week. I am winning for the season somehow still, miraculously.
I think you're the only one still playing. That's why you're winning.
There were 177 active pickers last week, and I was, I'm still in first place. So I'd just like to make no, you're incorrect, sir. But now it's time for the fantastic free money 5-finger filet, which is the name of a segment that we have on this show. And
where
our celebrity
we may or may not pick 5 games.
We do have 5 this week, though.
It varies,
which is nice. It works for the title, having the number 5 in it and all. Our celebrity guest picker this week is legendary postgradproblems.com writer and notorious milk drinker, Will DeFreeze.
He's a Michigan man.
What's going on, guys?
A.K.A. the sock, A.K.A. the thumb.
Sock is in the building.
A.K.A. Chill DeBreeze.
Will you explain quickly for our listeners who may not be aware of why your nickname is the sock?
I don't know where it actually started, but it somehow became a thing that I look like a sock. I think it's when I started wearing more like joggers and grew a beard.
Wasn't
it
Maui
softer.
Duda who named you?
She said I was a thumb.
Oh, she gave you the
thumb.
So
I've gotten thumb and sock, neither of which you really want to be.
See, thumb I don't see as much. Thumb, because thumb makes me think of a very specific person. It's Thumb Man, who's this guy that is like an internet photo that we used to put up of this dude that looks exactly like a thumb. He has literally no chin. It just sinks into his
Zach Johnson
neck.
Looks like a thumb. Like the PGA
but,
pro.
But you do look like a sock.
What? You do look like a freaking sock. It is weird.
I have people sending me photoshops of just my head on a tube sock.
You're clearly a human being. Like, you have arms and legs and a head and eyes and all that stuff. But you're a sock.
A dude sent me a Snapchat the other day of just him editing my head onto a sock, but he never did anything with the Photoshop. It was just the program up on his computer.
I know what he did with it.
He's gonna hit you with it one day.
Is that whole milk?
No, the store was out of whole milk, so I just got 2%.
Wow.
By the way, your beard looks amazing. That's a little
disappointing. I got it trimmed up the other day.
Yeah, it looks really good, which makes you extra socky, though.
Yeah.
This is great.
So the sock is a huge Michigan guy.
He's from Harbor Springs.
Where in Michigan?
I'm from way up north.
It's the whitest town in the country, I think. It was named by People Magazine.
Probably. Yeah. Town and country, actually.
Town and country.
So he just rolled into the studio with a half gallon of 2%.
It's Daily Pure Oak Farms milk.
Dairy pure.
So he has the Jim Harbaugh thing.
But he's got the words "Hit Juice" written on the side in Sharpie, and he's about quarter of a way through this already.
He's wearing like Dockers.
He still has the Sharpie on his sweatshirt, his Michigan sweatshirt, and he's wearing, of course, the khakis.
Yeah.
It's a good look
with black socks.
My shoes are tight too.
With 24-year-old Nikes.
No clipboard, though.
I couldn't find a clipboard. It was unfortunate. I was scouring my house last night, and everyone made fun of me because I don't think they've actually produced clipboards for anyone but football coaches in years.
That's a good point.
Where did you go to college?
Miami, Ohio.
But due to...
Born and raised Michigan fan.
Okay.
It's just kind of...
They didn't want you.
When you're born, you just think, all right, am I a Michigan State fan or a Michigan fan? And you just go with it.
Right.
You decide as you're born, like day one of your...
Yeah. Okay.
Are Michigan State fans trash?
No.
That's good.
They just have like a little brother complex.
Oh.
And now that Michigan beat them this year, it's...
Well, I mean, everyone pretty much beat them this year.
Yeah, they've been awful.
Yeah, they're fucking terrible.
It should be noted that Will DeFries, a.k.a. The Sock, is probably... He's probably the whitest human being walking the face of the earth.
That's how I describe him to people who don't know him. Like, yeah, my buddy Will, we're going out with him. He's a really cool guy.
Oh, what's Will like?
He's like the whitest person you can ever meet.
And we don't mean that in the sense that he's like so pale. He's a normal amount of white skin color. His whiteness is derived from his personality, the things he likes, says, tweets, writes about.
Like, the dude does brunches and baby showers.
Skis.
And snow skiing.
Every weekend I got a different shower.
Yeah.
He's painfully white.
Shower after shower.
It's awful.
What's your Twitter?
Will DeFries.
At Will DeFries. Follow him on Twitter if you want to be just
drowned with whiteness.
You know what? Someone the other day told me that you, this is a compliment, that you've nailed down your like generic white guy shtick perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Yeah. I mean, I don't even think it's a shtick at this point. I think it's just who I am.
Yeah.
Who I was brought up as.
Which makes it even better. You've grown into it.
I've grown into it in the sense that I'm just growing up.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's just who I am.
Right. As a man, this is you now. Forever.
It's just the life I've chosen.
Just a guy drinking 2%. Wearing fucking khakis and old Nikes. Let's talk about football. We're going to pick 5 games against the spread. All the lines are from mybookie.ag. You're in a current as of the time of this recording, which is 10:50 a.m. Central Time on Thursday. The first game we want to get into is the Pac-12 Championship. It is tomorrow, Friday, at 8 p.m. Number 9 Colorado, our Buffs, versus number 4 Washington. Washington's favored, -8. Dan is going to the game.
I'm taking Colorado. No one's beating Colorado by more than 8 points. Nobody.
I'm also taking Colorado +8. They'll probably win outright, though.
No, they are.
I wouldn't be surprised if they won this game by 14.
They're undefeated when quarterback Cepho plays the entire game. People forget that they were beating Michigan 28-14 when he got injured.
People do forget that.
That was a huge part of... That was like a huge component of why they lost that game to Michigan. And then he didn't play at all against USC. I think he maybe came in the fourth quarter when they were down 4 for like 2 snaps, and he just couldn't go.
I think it's science to say that if he had played the whole game against Michigan, they would have won.
If he had played against USC,
they would have won.
It's difficult to play an entire game against a defense that hits that hard, though.
You have
to factor that in when you think about him making it.
Fair enough. I'm just saying, I think it's science to say that if he had made it through the whole game, they would have won. Because Buffs don't die.
No, they don't. So they're going to win this game out, right? I'm leading this charge. I'm going to be at the game, like you said. And we're taking this Pac-12 championship. We're doing it.
And we're hoping that six teams in front of them lose so that they can somehow make the playoff.
No, I think all that needs to happen is they need to just blow the doors off Washington. They need Clemson to lose, and I think they're in.
So we need – well, no, because
no.
There's another team no. that has to lose in there.
I think if Wisconsin wins, Michigan, if that scenario happens, Michigan goes with Ohio State and the Buffs.
I'm just rooting for Colorado to make it so that we can see Colorado, Alabama in the largest line in the history of college football.
Don't get your hopes up, man.
I don't have my hopes up, but I'm just, you know, the Buff inside of me is excited for the possibility. Will, who do you like in this game? Colorado, Washington.
Colorado. It's not even close either. They're the team of destiny.
They are.
Yeah, that's true.
Cinderella story.
People have been saying that.
We didn't come this far to losing the Pac-12 championship.
God, no,
I sat
didn't.
There at my desk with Dan watching the first webisode of the Buff season.
The rise.
And that's when we were just like, oh my God. These guys are contenders.
You got chills.
Yeah, it was insane.
The fact that they could make that video from a 4-8 season and make you want to run through a wall just speaks volumes to the program they are.
Yeah.
I still think it's extremely important to address on a weekly basis how impressive it is that Dan pulled the Colorado fan base bootstraps from the fucking basement.
From the ashes.
To the
We rose like a phoenix.
Yes. It's incredible.
Have you had any correspondence with their fan base regarding the game?
A few students.
The fact that they're not building a statue of you outside the stadium right now is insulting.
It is. Just a little bit. Like, I don't want to take all the credit, but I pass a little this way.
Yeah. I just don't get it.
No.
The next game is Oklahoma State, Oklahoma. Oklahoma State, ranked number 11, is an 11-point underdog.
Wait, do you have that backwards?
According to Micah.
Oklahoma minus 11. It's in Norman, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what's Oklahoma ranked?
They're like 8? Maybe. No, they're 10, I think, right? This is 10-11 game.
Okay, I'm taking Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma's 9.
I'm taking Oklahoma State.
Okay. They're both 9-2.
Yeah, but I guess Oklahoma's the hotter of the team.
This is in Norman.
Yes.
I don't like that.
For Oklahoma or Oklahoma State?
Stillwater's a tough place to play, so I wish the game was there. But
you want
to
change your pick?
No, I'm still taking Oklahoma State.
Okay, I'm going with OU. Oklahoma State doesn't scare me.
That's a lot of points, though.
It is a lot of points.
Yeah, give me the points. Let's go Cowboys. I think Baker Mayfield gets it done. Oklahoma wins, but they're not winning by 11.
Will, how do you feel?
I agree with Dan.
Okay.
OU's going to mess around and become like get into a great bowl game. And people are going to be like, man, they should have been in the playoff.
Shouts to the Lake Travis Cavaliers.
That's just what Bob
that's where
Stoops
Baker Mayfield
does.
That's
what he does.
I'm going to the playoff game tomorrow. They play Westlake.
You going to a high school football game tomorrow?
Yeah. They invited me. Travis students invited me.
Is this something that's happened before? This is why you have your rep.
What?
You go to children's football games.
I haven't been yet. This is the first time I'm going.
You did some weird shit last year where you wouldn't judge like a high school contest.
That was a great
men.
Honor. That was a huge honor.
He was a celebrity guest.
I was
guest.
A celebrity guest at the Anderson High School, Mr. Trojan.
Shouts to Mr. Trojan.
Shouts to all my Trojans out there. I love y'all. Thanks for all your support. You know.
But back to this Oklahoma game. Bob Stoops has like...
yeah, thanks, Dylan. But.
He has like this... He has this down to a science where he'll lose super early in September, like one or two games. You'll think Oklahoma's out of it. And then... All of a sudden, it's November, December. They kind of make a charge, they make a run, and Bob Stoops saves his job. They're like, oh, what about Oklahoma in the playoff?
You know? The worse they look in the beginning of the season, the better they look when they start stringing together wins at the end of the
season. Is that because of the Big 12?
Also, people forget that Texas had them on the ropes late in the game.
They did.
The 5-7 Texas
Longhorns.
Nobody
cares. That game is not a normal game.
I'm just saying, dude.
Stoops loses early. And puts his team in a bad spot because he needs the anger and the self-loathing to fuel the fire that gets them in late. That's how he works it.
Yeah.
Did we all make a pick? Am I the only person who took OU?
No, we all made picks.
We all made picks.
Fuck,
it's on the screen. It's on the screen.
I'm for sure going to win that, dude. Oh, yeah, it is on the screen, huh? All right. Next game is the SEC Championship.
A 24-point line in it.
Number one Alabama versus number 15 Florida. First off, how the fuck did Florida make the SEC Championship?
Well, the SEC East.
Yeah, it's shit.
Garbage. Tennessee's.
Oh, yeah.
Micah's Mizzou Tigers over there. Trash.
It beat Arkansas.
Mizzou being trash makes me so happy.
Yeah, same.
It really does. No offense to Micah. It's a hatred I built up over the years for Mizzou that we have a good time for me.
We have a huge amount of Mizzou alums that work for us.
Yes. That live in Austin. It's a weird dynamic that they all just move here.
Yeah.
As soon as they graduate from Mizzou.
I hate Mizzou.
I wish they'd stop coming.
Same. I hate Mizzou.
My mom was the SA sweetheart at Mizzou, and I don't support that.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you don't want to tell people that.
Dude, I know. It's fucked up. No. I mean, it grosses me out.
Yeah, Mizzou grosses me out.
Like, come on, Mom.
Just trash.
So that's why Florida's in this game.
Dylan, who are you picking in this game?
That's a huge line, but I'm taking Bama. I don't know. Yeah, I can't bet against Bama.
It feels idiotic to take Bama minus 24 in the SEC Championship, but... I can't put money on Florida. I can't back
Florida. Can't score.
No.
Did you know that in 2005, Texas beat Colorado in the Big 12 championship game 70-3?
Holy Lord.
That was the end of Colorado.
Championship.
That was the end of Colorado. I think Texas put Colorado in the ground, and they haven't recovered for over a decade.
The Buffs
have championship.
They're finally starting to get their, like...
It took 11 years. Now they're back.
They're shit together.
Yeah. Vince Young buried
them. Who did Wisconsin beat in the Big 10 championship?
No, Ohio State beat Wisconsin like 2 years ago, 56 to nothing.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yikes.
That's not what you want.
No. It's not what you're looking for in a championship game.
In a championship game.
All right, but the thing is, I don't think Florida's going to score because nobody scored a touchdown on Bama in over a month.
So can Bama score?
They have a garbage
points?
Offense. It comes down to, do you think Bama can score 24 points or 25 points on Florida's defense? Florida defense, very good.
It's a good defense, but we're talking about four quarters.
You know, Bama's offense is not that impressive.
Well, it depends what their offensive line is impressive,
but you just can't score on them.
Right. It's kind of where you just don't touch Hurd or their running backs. It's just they don't really. Yeah, they're not too explosive. But at the same time, I think they're gonna win this game. Maybe like 31-3.
I really, really badly want to take Florida, which means Bama is a lock. Like I'm close to changing my pick back to Florida. That's how much of a lock Bama is.
It's a huge line.
Did you hear all?
It's Bama minus 24. It's 24 not even close.
4 points.
Did you hear
you got
how
Bama?
Upset
yeah.
Nick
you
Saban was
Bama.
When somebody asked him about the potential of losing this game and still getting in the playoff?
No,
he went off on a reporter saying that like losing any game, there's no right way to lose any game.
Can you imagine being married to Saban?
No.
Just every day is a disappointment.
You're not even married to him. He's not married to you. Let's
Bama
put it that
always
way.
Loses
you're just
one
there.
Game, though.
Yeah,
always.
He's not married to you. He's married to the team. He doesn't care.
And you just upset him. No breakfast is good enough. Like you put the plate in front of him, and he's just like, look at this shit.
Oh, he's an asshole.
He wins a national championship. He barely cracks a smile, and he's just
sure,
on to the next year.
Pretty sure probably, he probably
no
left
friends.
The game and went and watched video.
Yeah.
He has no friends.
No way.
A guy like
friends.
That doesn't have
his
friends.
Neighbors.
Like,
hate him.
Imagine a group of guys being like, "Hey, we got a round of golf going. Oh, Nick's gonna join the foursome." Like, oh fuck.
Oh fuck, Nick.
I'm not riding with him. I'm not, you know.
Fucking Saban's out here again.
Like, you show up early with your other buddy who you want to ride with, just so you don't get stuck.
Yeah.
He puts a football on the tee. You're like, oh fuck, what is he doing?
He makes you putt everything out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yes. He doesn't drink.
He calls you out when you don't replace your divots.
Yeah.
Refuses to drink. Yeah.
He prepares the green marks for you.
Stands behind you with the fucking sand thing, puts it in your divot. Yeah, it just shames you constantly. All right, the ACC championship is number 3 Clemson versus number 19 Virginia Tech.
In Orlando, Florida.
Orlando.
O-town.
They
moved this game.
VTech's plus 10. Dylan, who do you like?
I'm taking VTech.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Well, I'm taking Clemson, minus 10. I don't know why either.
Isn't a regular caller Sierra a Virginia Tech fan? Is that correct?
Yeah, also a fan of drugs.
Yeah.
And just, you know, getting a little freaky.
And fucking.
We don't support drugs, but we support that Sierra likes drugs.
See, Virginia Tech has a really good offense, though. Low key. 10 points is a lot of points. And I think I'm going to make this pick with my heart because I want the Buffs to get in the playoffs. Virginia Tech wins this game outright.
Okay, ooh. So you're taking VTech plus 10.
Yeah.
No.
Also, parentheses, they're going to win outright.
Yeah.
Will, who do you like in this one?
Clemson, minus 10. Virginia Tech breaks your heart if you bet on them in a big game. I don't want them.
It sounds like you have personal experience with this issue.
I do. I would prefer not to take Virginia Tech. And Clemson, they're looking to, they know they can't lose this game.
There's Clemson still Clemson, though?
They could Clemson.
It's been a while since they Clemson.
I know. It's almost not a thing anymore.
It used to be every freaking year. For like 5 years, they were incredible, and then they just blow it one
They're
game.
Due.
They
you
are
due. You could make the case that they are due.
That is a very good argument. Next game is the Big Ten Championship. Number 6, Wisconsin. Noted Wisconsin alumnus J-Bone is a big part of our podcast here at Backdoor Cover. Against number 8, Penn State. Penn State is plus 2.5. Dylan, whom do you like in this matchup?
I'm going to take Wisconsin for the simple fact that I'm a Badger trapper now.
You are?
A big, big Badger guy.
Huge Badger
I'm
guy.
I'm a huge Badger fan of the animal, not necessarily the team, but I feel like I have a connection, so I'm taking them.
Do you want to adopt the nickname Texas Badger?
I mean, I think I've already been given that name.
You're the Texas Badger.
You are the Texas Badger.
I'm the Texas Badger, so everybody call me that.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you, Texas Badger, just because if I'm picking between a Badger and a Nittany Lion, which whatever the fuck that is.
No, it's just a regular mountain lion, which
just
is
a
pretty
lion.
Can why fuck you up.
It's called the Mountains of Nittany.
Yeah. It's a big-ass fucking lion.
Haven't we discussed this?
Yeah, we have.
Well, no, I'm still taking the Badger. Badger sneaks up on the lion from behind, claws its fucking eyes out.
Oh,
lion's,
and then
lion's fucked.
Uses those claws to just slit his throat and bleeds out everywhere.
And then
the lion never knew what he does, like the suck it. Oh yeah.
To the lion.
And then he probably fucks its skull or something.
Mountain
like
lions stalk their prey. Mountain lions stalk their prey.
Dan, I have a feeling you're going with Penn State.
No, I'm not.
Dan, have you ever seen a Badger in action?
I really haven't.
Well, then,
I need
well,
to look
you
up
don't
some YouTube
know.
Videos.
You haven't lived.
Clearly, you've never seen a badger blind a lion and then slit its throat and then do the suck it dance in front of it.
It's true.
And then go to town on its skull.
Granted, I don't think a mountain lion, though, could get taken out by like a snare. Like you took out a badger with a snare.
Oh, dude.
A badger weighs 30 pounds.
Yeah.
For the record, you can definitely take
what
out a
what did you take your badger
with
out with?
Depends on the size of the snare.
I guess. Mountain lions are big.
You just get a fucking giant snare. You can take me out with a snare. You can take me out with a small snare. My legs will snap.
I feel like mountain lions don't get much respect in any hierarchy of, you know, jungle cats or like big felines.
They don't.
Because, yeah, they don't. Cause,
yeah.
Because they're not a jungle cat. But then also, no,
yeah,
in the big
they're
feline
not jungle
world,
lions. They're mountain
in the big
lions.
Feline world, you're exactly
you know what
right.
I'm saying.
Probably the least cool large feline.
It goes like, you know, bobcat. Mountain lion.
Right.
And then like all everybody, all the jaguars and panthers and all the cool shit.
Yeah.
Tigers, lions.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Jaguars have the strongest bite in the world, I think, next to alligators.
Jaguars do? Yeah.
Cheetahs.
That's interesting.
Are up there.
You say panthers?
Badgers got to be up
panthers.
There.
Panthers. Panthers are super cool.
Panthers are tight.
Panthers are tight.
But nobody wants a mountain lion.
No.
Especially
I mean, there's not many of them left.
It's a ho-ass lion.
Especially not one that
will
touch you in the
shower. They're going at the bottom of the food chart.
No, they're going extinct.
They're losers.
Nobody cares
about because they're you know, bitch-made lions.
They are bitch-made.
Yeah. Nobody saves the mountain lions. They save the pandas, even though the pandas don't want to fuck.
Pandas are trying to go extinct. They're the dumbest animals in the
world.
They
eat bamboo, which gives no nutritional value to, like, their diet.
There
like,
are mountain lions that live in the hills in Hollywood, and they descend down into the city at night and, like, look for, you know, like, alley cats to eat.
They'll just eat a dog.
Or a dog.
Yeah.
I wish
so
they'd eat
you're leaving a club and you just get murked
you
by
know
a
what?
Mountain lion in
we're,
Hollywood.
We're pro dog in this podcast. Fuck those mountain lions. Fuck the Nittany Lions. Let's go Badge.
Yeah, we're all Badge.
Hey, stay safe out there in L.A. Lead Sports, Tim. Now that we know mountain lions are roaming your city at night.
No, that's a real thing.
Will, who do you like in this game?
I'll say this.
Wisconsin, Penn State.
This weekend, we are all Badgers.
We are all Badgers.
We are all
Badgers
this weekend.
Yeah.
Even the Texas Badger.
I feel like J-Bone would be really proud to hear this.
Micah, throw jump around. Go.
Yeah. Fuck it.
We don't have the rights to it, but who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no we have a legal team that can defend us on that.
We have the Texas Law Hawk in our
corner. We have Dave.
Corner.
Dave can handle it.
We have the Texas Lawhawk and Crime Dog and the Texas Badger.
Yeah, that's right.
Who is going to come up against us? Certainly not the jackasses. Who
that's
make
a legal
jump
team.
Around.
That's a super team. That's a dream team right there.
You don't want that kind of trouble.
Dylan, who's your lock of the week?
Badge.
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 Wow.
I'm sorry to my Buffs, but I'm going Badge.
Badge.
I'm all in on the Badgers.
I'm just going to take the Buffs again because at this point, what is this section if we don't have someone taking the Buffs as the lock of the week? Even
well,
if it,
I mean, way to steal my thunder, but whatever.
It's your lock?
I feel like
it's such a risky lock.
I'm going to the game.
And as much as I hate right. J-Bone, and I do hate his guts, I don't want him to be crushed this weekend. I want him to have a chance that his team will make the playoffs.
No, you want
and then get crushed.
You want you want him to win, have that hope, and then get crushed that they don't actually make the playoffs.
That's
and
the dream right there. That's the dream.
And like Michigan gets in over.
That's what we all want.
Yeah.
So Dan and I are both on Buffs.
Yeah, let's go. I'll go Colorado.
Will, who do you like for your lock of the week?
My lock of the week is a parlay.
What?
Okay.
This guy's got balls.
This has never been done before.
Hey, Mike, I got Buffs.
Can you zoom in on his balls on the video?
I got Buffs. And I have Wisconsin.
Badge.
I'm all in on Badge and Buffs.
Wow.
These two teams are going to win, and the Michigan Wolverines will get into the college football playoffs because of it.
Ooh. Wow.
That is. I'm not saying that it's a lock that the Wolverines will get in, but I'm just saying that parlay will set them up for success.
So is your parlay Buffs and Badge both have to cover the spread?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what, Micah? I don't know if this game's happened yet because it's the MAC, but I'm just going to throw it out there. I have no idea what the spread is. Give me Western Michigan minus whatever they're fucking giving up.
Why?
Because they're fucking undefeated and they're going to continue to dominate the MAC.
God. Not enough people are talking about
I think they play
the
Ohio.
Broncos going to the national championship.
Well, we talked about last week. Like,
you did?
How many teams had to die before they would actually be placed into the playoff?
So Western Michigan is 12-0. They're ranked 17 in the country. They play tomorrow against Ohio, who's 8-4. Western Michigan minus 19.
Yeah.
You're taking it.
Easy.
Here's what's wrong with college football. A team like Western Michigan can achieve every goal set in front of them and win every game and not have a chance to win the national
championship. Well, they got
to
play somebody.
That is so fucked up.
I think that's what's right with college football.
No, that is wrong.
You have non-conference games for a reason. Schedule tougher opponents.
The playoff just needs to be 8 teams. The 5 conference champions, 3 at large.
You know, you see my point though?
Yeah.
You can
done.
You can knock out every opponent and do everything you can possibly do and still not have a chance to win the whole thing.
If you put Western Michigan in the playoff, they're going to get beat by 75.
I don't disagree with that at all. That's the problem with the format of college football.
But they get to go to like a cool BCS game cuz Boise State lost.
Who cares? They can't win
the national
title.
They get to go to like the Cotton Bowl.
Like we did everything we could possibly do
if you go undefeated,
we get to watch the national title from home.
If you're a school like Western Michigan and you go undefeated, and obviously you're not going to make the playoff, but you should get something tight. Like everybody on your team gets a fucking like a Miata.
You
got to
think they give you rings. You get rings if you go undefeated, right?
No, they should.
You get rings. They'll definitely get MAC rings, and it'll say like
which year was
13,
it?
Now.
I think 2004 that Auburn went undefeated.
Oh, with Jason Campbell.
And didn't have a chance to win a national title. They got left out.
Because that was USC LSU, right?
See, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up. A team in the SEC.
That's
fucked up. It wasn't the power SEC that it is now. That was, you know,
but still,
12 years ago. Yeah, they would have been in the playoff, yeah. The playoff, the 14th playoff.
Who won it in 2004?
USC?
I think.
Yeah, USC. Had to have been.
USC. Right. Yeah, Auburn went undefeated, and it didn't have a chance. Crazy.
Fucking Wolf is... For those who don't know, is a person who goes by fucking Wolf for no one really knows why, but his lock of the week is Oklahoma State plus 11, which is that even the line we have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
we
had
Oklahoma
State
minus 11. Plus 11, and then Virginia Tech
I picked both
plus
of those.
10.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Me and the fucking Wolf.
You and the Wolf, see eye to eye, which is not a good sign for you.
No.
Or maybe it is. Who knows? Follow the Wolf on Twitter if you'd like to get a ton of degenerate gambling picks all the time from somebody who probably doesn't know what they're talking about. At the fucking Wolf 1 with no G. Fucking. That's it. That's our segment.
That's it, man.
Thank you, Will, a.k.a. The Sock, for
Will,
joining us.
Have fun in New York, man.
Thanks for allowing me to come on, guys.
Please follow Will on Twitter, at Will DeFreeze.
I just drank hella milk, so I'm not sure I'm going to be too good in the airport.
He did. He just crushed half that gallon.
More than half.
Why did you drink so much milk? Just sticking to your shtick here?
Quarter gallon.
I can attribute milk to never breaking a bone before.
Let me see this.
Milk is an underrated beverage, though. I'll drink it just, you know, casually.
People
make fun of me.
I've been drinking
office.
Milk my entire life, and I've never broken a bone.
I've never broken a bone either, man.
I got my foot run over by a car. I broke no bones, and the doctor was in awe.
That's crazy. I have never broken a bone. Three of us never broken a bone. And honestly, it is because...
Neither has
Mike. Mike has never broken a bone either.
Producer Micah was like a video game guy growing up. He didn't actually play sports.
And I want to be
clear. He was hitting the Xbox. He was on the sticks.
You know? Dan, you ever broken a bone?
Yeah, I've broken my nose like 4 times. I've broken my tibia, my fibula that came out of my leg. That's why my foot set
wrong. Someone push you off a building?
Yeah, dude, keep it together, man.
That's from football.
I want to be clear about something. I was in the streets. Right,
I played hella sports growing up.
I wasn't in a bubble. I just didn't break a bone because I drank so much cow juice.
Yeah, you just chugged milk.
Yeah,
I fucked up my ankle trying to skateboard. I skateboard for like a week, and then I just
that's probably what you
skateboard.
Get.
Yeah,
that's what you get.
That was was that your story?
Will's still chugging this. Interesting. Well,
you need to stop,
lifestyle.
Man. You got a flight. You need to stop chugging.
You're gonna
milk.
Poop your pants. On the flight.
You're just going to have a milk
baby. Dude,
that's
baby fine. Whatever.
The entire
everyone's going to say...
You're taking down hella dairy right
everybody's
now.
Everybody's going to say, look at
saying
this.
Saying hella.
All
hella
of the
lot.
Dairy.
Look at the sock. He just pooped his pants.
I'm not going to poo my pants, man.
Did y'all see that sock? Just shat himself up in aisle 3?
I'm almost positive I just saw a sock covered in poop.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but did that sock just shit himself?
I love the idea of a group of humans walking past you, and instead of seeing a person, they see a sock. Oh, fuck. All right, Will, get out of here.
When's your actual birthday, Will?
January.
Oh, I thought this was a birthday gift.
It was a birthday gift. It was a premature birthday
gift.
Is
this the big 3L?
Turning 30.
Oh!
30.
You old fuck.
Damn.
I've felt 30 for about 5 years now, so it's not that big of a deal to me.
Welcome to the club,
man. You actually look a lot older than 30.
Now you're like a sock that's like maybe been worn too much. Maybe you throw it out and get a new sock.
Mm-hmm. You're a sock that's aged like milk.
I asked a stripper how old she thought I was one time, and she said 34. I was 28 at the time. And then she asked her friend, okay, how old does he look, when I was clearly offended, and she said 34.
Didn't something
like,
similar
okay,
like that happen
is,
at ACL?
Awful.
Like everyone thought you were like 40.
If two strippers,
a bunch of high schoolers thought I was 32 or something.
If two strippers guess that you're 34, you have to go legally change your age on your birth certificate.
Yeah, you have
to
go straight. You have to take an Uber to the Secretary of State and actually get
I'm pretty
a
sure
license.
You can do it. If you're like a Dominican baseball player, you can just make up your age.
Oh, if you're a Dominican baseball player or a Chinese gymnast, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, they honestly have no idea how old they are.
What was the name of that kid that was in the Little League World Series? He was like 28.
Danny Amonte.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. They were like, yeah, no, this kid's 6'4". He's totally 8 years old. It's fine.
12.
We swear. He's a 12-year-old. He was like 26.
Yeah, his
he had
hog,
like three
his
kids.
His hog was like running down his pant leg. Like, see, it was like ridiculous.
Like two of his kids were on the team.
Yeah.
Like his offspring. What a joke. All right,
I'm pretty
well.
Sure he's retired from like baseball. Like I think he did a stint in the minors. I think he's like 45 now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shouts to Danny Amonte.
I hope
hop on the cast, man.
Stay living out there, Danny.
Open invite.
Bring him back to Bronx.
All right, Will, head off.
All right,
Will,
see
we
you
love
guys.
You. Enjoy
be
NYC.
Safe.
I'll be well.
All right, as you're aware, we have the Backdoor Cover Hotline, where you can call us at 800-392-6344. Every Monday, we play the best calls from that hotline. Call us after the game, before the game, when you're blackout. Leave us a message with your first name in school. Ask us a question. Whatever. We don't really care. 800-392-6344, the Backdoor Cover Hotline. Give it a call. I think that's it. We're done here. We got any shouts? Shouts to the Buffs, who play tomorrow. Big game. Biggest game of the year, in my opinion, in all of sports.
You can say that, yeah.
Any sport.
Maybe the last decade or century.
Yeah.
Shouts to the Lake Travis Cavaliers, taking on Westlake Chaps.
Shouts to the Westside High School Wolves.
I'll be there tomorrow, man.
No reason for mine, though. My high school is not competing in any sort of important football game.
Ridley High, if you're still
like Travis
football.
Won 5 consecutive state championships in Texas.
Yeah, but with like in like the pussy white kid division.
They're the biggest division, dude.
Nah.
Yeah. They're 6A school.
So you telling me they beat like Katy High School in football?
They won 5 consecutive state championships at the highest level in Texas. That's pretty damn good.
I feel like the only school I know in Texas is Dallas Carter from like Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. That's the only important school. Just it's like the only school anybody needs
like
to know.
Just like a gigantic...
No,
like,
that school's trash now.
Texas Forever.
It's all about Lake Travis, man. Just a bunch of, like, average white kids running around scoring touchdowns.
Average white kids? Drew Brees went there.
No, he didn't. Went to Westlake.
Oh, yeah.
Micah, stop. Oh, stop telling us to
Micah's trying to cut us
Micah,
off.
Micah routinely throughout the show will just say some
this
shit.
This is our
like,
show.
He'll say some shit like, all right, we should end this. Bro, you know how hard it is to sit here and fucking do a show when your producer just ruins your morale the whole time? It's impossible. Speak to that, Dan.
No, I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah, Micah, fuck.
We have any more shouts?
I got no more shouts.
Shouts to the...
Anti-shouts to producer Micah for just being a dick.
Shouts to all the Cowboys fans out there who are living high and high on the hog.
Thanks,
is that
man.
The saying?
Yeah.
High on the hog?
High cotton.
That's
another one.
High as a kite?
That's a little different.
Yeah, whatever. Because shit's gonna. Your day is coming. I'm telling you, this
we're
does not
coming,
end.
All right.
This does not end with you coming.
I want them. I can't wait. I actually want the Cowboys to go 15-1 and then lose in the divisional round.
I don't even know if that would be worth it, dude. If they have a 15-1 season, I might have to leave the state.
We them boys.
No, but
though.
Then they can't like claim anything though if they lose the first round of the playoff. Like
we
the
them boys
of
though
after the bye.
Fucking Cowboys.
They look so strong.
Shouts to Brock Osweiler, a total and complete waste of money.
How much y'all
paying
him?
So bad.
$36 million guaranteed.
Oh, he deserves that.
Yeah. I've never seen somebody throw the ball 20 yards out of bounds as many times
he's
as Brock Osweiler does.
Dude, he's got a cannon, so he'll throw it downfield to somebody.
He's like
7'3". Give the receiver a chance. 15 yards out of bounds every fucking play.
I don't even think he knows how to throw a Hail Mary properly.
He does not.
No.
He threw the Hail Mary...
within
before
like 3 seconds.
The receivers were anywhere near the end zone. He just freaked out.
No, he sucked.
He's legitimately
sucks.
Fucking awful.
Is he the worst quarterback in the league?
He statistically is one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. He's statistically, at this point, one of the worst quarterbacks in the history of football at any level.
So shouts to Brock.
Including elementary
school.
He's
just laughing all the way to the bank, too.
Yeah.
So much money.
$70 million guaranteed?
No, $36 million guaranteed. $70 million guaranteed would be like... They might as well just sell the franchise if it was that bad of a deal.
Dude, last year he got replaced by a very shitty Peyton Manning.
And they won the Super Bowl.
And they won the Super Bowl. He couldn't throw it beyond 20 yards.
He hit a noodle.
Well, to be fair, Brock can't throw it beyond 20 yards either.
Yeah, but Peyton Manning's arm last year was a wet noodle.
Yeah, he was out there with fucking cortisone shots, like more cortisone pumping through his body than blood. Yeah.
And then maybe some HGH.
And then maybe some other stuff. But, yeah, no, Brock Osweiler... What a disaster. Especially when the Cowboys are as good as they are. It really sucks to be a Texans fan right now.
Yeah, but I mean, your division, you play in the AFC South, which
is... That's not the point. The Cowboys have sealed their future. The Texans have destroyed at least the next couple
years.
Like,
your biggest threat right now is the Tennessee Titans.
Who legitimately look pretty good
offensively
now.
Mariota looks good. He does.
It's not a bad team.
They've got some serious offensive talent.
But, I mean, Mike Mularkey is their coach. You can't tell me, like, he's not going to fuck up. He's not going to malarkey this whole thing.
Our coach has a butt on his chin.
Yeah,
that is really gross. I never noticed it until the interview after the Raiders game, but he has, like, a prolapsed anus on his chin.
Yeah, it's really bad. Hey, subscribe on iTunes to Backdoor Cover. Leave us a rating of 5 stars and a review. It is important that you do these things. This is how you help us.
We need to feed our families.
We got to feed the kids.
So... You know, subscribe.
It's for the kids. Also, check out our other podcasts in the Grand X Media Network, such as Touching Base and
Holler.
Dudes Doing Business and Inside TFM.
Yep,
podcast
that sums it up.
And get on us on social media.
Yeah, Dan.
At Backdoor Cover.
Dan, what's your Twitter?
My Twitter is Dan_Regester, RegEster. Then Instagram, Snapchat, Dan Regester, no underscore. And also LinkedIn, hit me up.
Damn, Dan, you have three non-consecutive E's in your last name. That's a lot. It's not four.
He's
a lot.
He's coming for your ass.
Yeah.
If he adds one more, boy, whoo, watch out.
I don't think he can do that though.
Whoo. Yeah, our Twitter is at Backdoor Cover. Mine's at WR Bolin. Dylan's is at
D Shivery
with four non-consecutive E's.
Yes.
And Ross really likes to be called WR. So
please
if you ever,
call me
ever
that.
Address him on Twitter or social media, call him WR.
Call me Bill. Call me Ross. Just don't call me Sally.
Call me the Texas Badger if you want.
Call Dylan.
Definitely call Dylan Texas Badger. He's earned that nickname.
You can also check us out on Instagram at TFM Tailgate. Send us your photos and videos from your tailgate and or party and or you having sex. Whatever. We'll watch. And be sure to hit up mybookie.ag and use that backdoor cover bonus. It's just type in the word backdoor to activate a bonus offer.
Of some sort.
Of some kind. Export or rookie? God damn it. Why do I always say export?
Expert or rookie, or rookie, don't be a pussy.
Don't be a pussy.
Check out my bookie.
You got to check out my bookie. What's the name of the dude who we have now, the dude who raps for us?
DJ Crime Dog.
DJ Crime Dog. But did you see Micah? Micah is visibly shaking right now. He just wants us to wrap
we
up.
Don't care about Micah.
No.
You know what?
We got to go for another 20 minutes.
You know, I'm just going to skip this next meeting. It's already started, but we're just going to skip it. That dude, Crime Dog, works in a make good for every time I blow the mybookie.ag reading by mentioning them in his song. So yeah. I think we're fine. We're good.
I love that guy.
Love that guy. Great. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Sco Buffs.
Sco Buffs. Huge game.
I can't wait. I can't wait for this, man.
Enjoy California.
Flights at 5. Flying Virgin.
Wine country. Mm. I thought you were flying Frontier.
No, Virgin. No,
Virgin.
Oh.
Shouts to Virgin.
You know, it's a club in the sky.
Throw us some free tickets.
Yeah.
I want to go places too.
While world, you still man. Exist, because for whatever reason you got bought by Alaskan Airlines. That makes no sense to me. But
now enjoy our fire theme song here.
Love you.
Bye.
I love you.